Get up with AB and Ben. On Hit 105.5.
Good morning and welcome to Monday.
School holidays week. The parents are like, I am tired.
Is that an extra sleep in though? It's an extra 15 minutes or so.
Depends what your kids are like. Depends.
If they make all the breakfast and stuff, if they're good kids, then it's actually got to get up earlier.
Yeah, but I don't think that's common.
But then you got to drop them off at some kind of daycare. Oh,
they just play all... Yeah. I feel for them. RIP parents, you're probably up right now dealing with some kind of shenanigans. So
always.
Listen to our show, it'll help you through. Win some money, firstly. $220 in Alpha Bucks.
Yee-hoo! A lot of money to be won. That is great. And another mug. If you can take on AB.
Well, as we've learned over the week, win automatically, pretty much.
Let's hear it. How's it?
You don't let me play.
I do.
There's video evidence.
Get quicker, mate.
There's video evidence.
Sure there is. Ugh. Sure there is. Yeah.
Help me.
As if I would cheat at a game.
You have made a massive life upgrade, or you think it is anyway. I'll just say welcome to the club. Had that for
a
while.
No, seriously, next level. I can't believe I put it off this long. Best decision I made in a long time.
Yours? But next, some positive news to wake up to on your Monday morning. An upgrade on our friend Rohit. No fizzy drinks.
Rohit. Okay, let's see how he's tracking after Endo. Pump it up. It is the Coffs Coast. Here at 105.5 in the morning.
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
Now, a few weeks ago, Ben, we began following the journey of a humble Aussie man named Rohit.
Yes.
Who decided to go to TikTok to start a very, very challenging journey of self-discovery, of self-improvement, of sorts. Rohit decided that he was going to stop drinking fizzy drink. He does have a lisp, so he says fizzy drinks.
Yeah, when you get doctor's orders, you go, right.
Well, that was it. He said he drank, you know, sort of like a whole bottle of Coke and a couple of Red Bulls a day. He was a bad fizzy drink drinker. Rohit shared with us that he was going to stop drinking. Every single day, more and more of his videos got shares. They're just pieces to camera of him basically telling people that he hasn't drank any fizzy drinks. I just wanted to let everyone know that at day 28 yesterday, Rohit shared this.
Hello, everyone. No fizzy drink for me today. It's now 4 weeks since I had fizzy drinks. You guys have told me in your comments that you are inspired by me, but I really think it's the exact opposite. I am so inspired by you all. When I read the comments, I feel really blessed and honored, and I feel I can achieve my goals with the help of you all.
Isn't that just fantastic?
There's nothing more to say other than that. Go Rohit. King Rohit.
What a champ.
He lives in Melbourne. That's all we know about him. Doesn't do any interviews or anything because he's not for that life. Like, all he wants to do...
He's not in it for the fame.
No.
He's in it for the lack of fizzy drinks.
And he shares. He says, I've been drinking more water. I'm seeing health benefits. The day before this, he said, I'm wearing a shirt that I've always felt quite uncomfortable in. And now I feel really at home.
Rohit,
I know. Oh,
champ.
My God. Rohit kills me.
Keep at it, mate.
We'll keep you up to date.
Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Got it. Speaking of debacles, Victoria is going through a bit of a sticky patch when it comes to COVID. 74 new cases overnight. There's also been about 3,000 public housing tenants that have been placed on a lockdown. They're not going to have to pay rent for 2 weeks. That has been confirmed. However, they were told with absolutely zero warning over the weekend that they could no longer leave their house. They had about 600 police officers rock up to the front of their building and say, you are no longer allowed to leave, which is going to make you feel just a little bit claustrophobic.
I understand that, but also I get that it has to happen. I think, like, we can't be mad about these circumstances. This is what's happened. Idiots have made mistakes. By all means, be mad at the idiots that, like, flouted the rules in the first place, the ones that have caused this to spread so fast. But unfortunately, this is what's got to happen. But we do need to protect those people because they, you know, particularly if they're housing commission people, they need finance, they need money to be able to survive, they need food. People need to make sure that their mental health is okay. Like, we need to pump a lot of resources into that.
I'd be safe to say these people in this housing commission do not have the kind of jobs that afford them the luxury of working remotely.
No.
They have the kind of jobs that if you're not there on Monday morning, they'll find someone else. They don't. They are not going to call. They're not like I've worked in jobs where it's like if you don't turn up, they're just going to get someone else. Like, it's just as easy as that. There is no...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I do think the benefit is that Dan Andrews seems to be the kind of premier that would probably take that into consideration. He's not going to be like, too bad, so sad. He'll try and find some kind of happy medium.
They need to make it illegal for any employee to fire someone for catching
COVID. Yeah, well, particularly if they can claim JobKeeper and JobSeeker. Like, if the employer can claim that money, they cannot fire them.
Sure.
The problem is, when you're a casual, like you said, it's so loose. They can be like, oh, well, we got this guy in for 3 weeks and actually he's better than you. Sorry, we're not giving you any shit.
Exactly right. Exactly right. They certainly need more protections. They also... they weren't given any warning. Like you and I, if we were placed on lockdown, it would be, oh, from midnight tomorrow. So you go, all right, well, I'll go and get a puzzle. I'll go and get a board game. I'll go and get some toilet paper. Yeah. I'll go and get some pasta.
And you know what? This is what happened with our lockdown. Everyone said, oh, well, they've got family and friends that can drop stuff to them. Not everyone has that.
No,
I agree with that.
These people are the most at risk in our community, and we do need to look after them. If we want them to stay put for the good of the rest of us, then we need to step up and consider them equal as well. So, we'll keep you updated as that progresses. It does look like two extra postcodes were locked down over the weekend from midnight last night.
Your sister is in one of the suburbs that's
locked
down.
Yeah, she is. She's like, I wish everybody would just stay home.
Should I post her a puzzle?
Oh, no, she hates puzzles. We got her one for Christmas. It's
not. Do you know they get free streaming services in those suburbs?
Really?
Binge are offering free membership for anyone that lives in those Victorian suburbs that's locked down.
Okay. Maybe she can watch old episodes of EastEnders.
I thought you were going to say, sweet, now I know which postcode to punch in.
I'm not giving them my information. I know a ruse when I see it. Stay up to date with that. Anything else COVID-related at hit.com.au.
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben. This is sports, this is sports. Hit 105.5 Sports with AB and Ben.
Saw a return as some of the local sport, AB.
Yeah.
Drove out to Bellow on the weekend. Got to see all the little kids running around kicking the soccer ball.
Oh, cute.
Lovely to see.
It was nice weather for it as well this weekend.
They haven't gotten any better, those... the under threes or whatever it is.
Hey, give them a break.
Just like a ball of kids just moving around the ball across the field. It's great.
I love how there's like absolutely no...
There's no positions played. It's just like everybody kick it as hard as they can.
Everyone just run at each other.
It's lovely.
We'll see what happens.
It's great.
Hey, maybe they could appoint the Broncos CEO to have press conferences on behalf of them, you know, say, oh, it's okay. It's the beginning of the season. That's why they're still crap.
Oh, is that what they're saying about? How much did they lose by on the weekend?
It wasn't much, but it was to the Warriors, who you should beat. You should beat the Titans. You should beat the Warriors. 26-16, 10 points.
Look, how's it going to feel when somebody does eventually lose to the Broncos? Because they're going to be saying the
same
thing.
That's going to be embarrassing.
You shouldn't lose to the Broncos.
Yeah. Six straight losses for us at the moment.
Are they at the bottom of the
CEO lap? Of the club has addressed the... I think we are... has addressed the press yesterday morning saying that the coach, Anthony Seibold, is still safe despite the position we're in. It was nice to see the Broncos players actually show emotion this week, though, because every other week they seem to just laugh it off and high-five their friends and everything, and it makes fans really, really mad.
Well, to be fair, so, it is just a game.
It is, but also it's your profession. Like, we get disappointed in our profession if we fail.
Nah, it's just a game.
If you ever press the wrong button or do the wrong thing, I see you punish yourself for that.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I take it out on you in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was totally AB's fault.
That's just a toxic work relationship. No, they
if anyone needs me, I'll go.
They actually looked upset on the weekend, which was a nice change because they haven't in the past and it's really frustrating.
Yeah, right.
So, we'll see. I think that the management at the Broncos are like, we can't accept defeat, therefore we won't sack the coach. So that's what is happening.
Bloody hell.
It's a mess.
I like that when we talk about sport, we only discuss the Broncos and nobody else.
Well, that's all anyone is discussing after the weekend.
That's a good point.
Because it's the biggest fall from grace. I mean, obviously, the Knights versus Manly was a bit of an upset, but Knights people grasp onto wins like it's going to keep happening and then they get disappointed every year. There's nothing new there. The Broncos losing is new.
What I want to know is how did Bwambi FC go? Okay.
Because they were back on the weekend. FC.
Couldn't go along to the game. Crowds were banned. But it'd be nice. It'd be lovely to hear about them getting a win to kick things off.
Agreed.
If not on the field, then at least on the pokies, which is...
Shut up! Not everyone goes that way. But overnight, more exciting stuff coming out of The Voice. Big changes in that show. Obviously, this show is pre-filmed, like a lot of the reality TV shows we see. And just like in the last couple of episodes is when the transition of COVID-19 has occurred.
Yeah,
so massive changes for the show, that's for sure. To get a bit of insight from that, we're joined by Clarissa, one of the contestants. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're very good. Very good. I'm just blown away by your voice, though.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so kind.
It's very unique, that's for sure. And last night's battle, definitely, you were able to show that and use that as a benefit.
Oh, look, you know, we don't get to choose the song. So I was quite shocked when they chose that one because it is quite an epic number and I'd never sung it before. And, you know, I had to really cram all that Latin in. But, look, you know, I was paired with Graham, who I just have so much respect for as an artist. And, you know, I said to him, you know, even when we were rehearsing, I said, do you know how hard it is watching you just give your soul in such a beautiful song and such a beautiful moment? And then, you know, I had to come out and do my thing, you know, and you become such good friends and, you know, everybody deserves a place, you know, so I hope he gets that wild card tonight, you know.
Yeah, for sure, because you were the one that went through successfully. The big thing, I think, from this week, obviously, we can see now that Kelly and Boy George are both overseas. Things have changed since COVID. Do you feel advantaged that you do have Delta as a coach because it means that your coach is actually in Australia?
Look, you know, she is a very warm and affectionate person. And I've noticed that even within our coaching, she's very tactile and we just want to reach out and give her a hug and she wants to hug us back. So it's still quite difficult, but I do feel it is nice having that human like contact, even though you can't touch them. We're all like a meter and a half apart. Like everything has to be, you know, you can't touch each other or anything like that. But I think I'm personally quite a tactile person. So I think I've appreciated having her there physically myself. I don't know about the other contestants, but I'm sure that, maybe it's not an advantage as such, but I think it is quite warming in a time where all of us are kind of, you know, wanting to reach out to each other. So, I do think it is extra great.
Was that the hardest thing to get used to with the changes from COVID?
Oh, look, I mean, like many other artists, you know, I lost a lot of gigs, which meant a lot of work and a lot of income. Mm. I mean, as you would have seen from my interview, I do have some casual jobs, you know, to fill in between my gigs. But this year for me was meant to be the year where things got better and I was doing less of those jobs, So I took it pretty hard, I'm not going to lie.
It's been
an emotional roller coaster. It's awful.
Is the pet store welcoming you back with shifts?
Oh, you know, they've been so good to me. They've actually popped me in our pet warehouse, which because online sales have gone through the roof.
of course, packing.
Thank you for giving me a job.
I mean, such a great voice. Such a great use of your talent.
When I first saw that you did work, in your off hours in a pet store, I just imagined that as sort of a Disney princess vibe where you'd sing and all the birds would just come to your shoulders. Has that ever happened?
You know, that's exactly what the producer said to me. I love animals. You know, if I could be an advocate for, you know, animal welfare, I probably would. But look, if you ever saw me in store, and some people have, you know, you'll see me. I wear makeup. I love my makeup. So I wear my makeup. But then you'll see me in the most hideous uniform.
Well, that's part of it. How are the acoustics in the warehouse?
Oh, look, you know, I think they're pretty fabulous. But go from what I wore last night, you know, designer, couture, worth probably a lot of money. And then see me in these gorgeous fluoro yellow T-shirt. I am a glam.
Yeah, you got to be someone that can do it all. I reckon you pull off both outfits.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, it sounds like a lot of difficult things to face, COVID and obviously the gig economy, but you have a very positive attitude about all of that, which is the most important thing, I think, going forward.
And I mean,
I try.
Plus a spectacular set of vocal cords. So I think you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, that does help. Really good in this competition.
I didn't blow the TV away, my lungs nearly exploded.
Well, we can't wait to see how it all turns out, and hopefully some of those gigs come back soon as well.
Yeah.
I pray so, hopefully. You know, we've just got to just be positive and really support each other right now, and just remember that they will be coming back. It's just nearly there. We've just got to,
almost.
You know,
we're on the
do
cusp.
What we need to do.
Absolutely.
We're on the cusp. Yeah.
Clarissa from The Voice, best of luck with the rest of it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
It's AB and Ben. Alpha Bucks is up next.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Alpha Bucks. One letter, 10 questions, and 30 seconds on the clock.
Brought to you by BCU. Low-rate home loans made simple.
Oh, Michelle's in the hot seat to win $220. Is there a bit of frost on your windshield this morning?
Oh, very cold. Yes.
Very cold.
Oh, man, my fiancé just sent me a picture from Albury.
Ooh.
The window won't go down properly because it's so icy.
Frozen. It's crazy.
So it could be worse, that's for sure.
All right, Michelle, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You answer these 10 questions as best as you can, all starting with the letter J.
Yeah. Okay.
You can say pass if you want to. We'll come back to it at this time. Are you ready to go?
Yep, let's do it.
Beginning with J, Michelle, name a planet.
Jupiter.
Drink.
Juice.
A movie.
Pass.
Country.
Jamaica.
A flower.
Pass.
An item of clothing.
Jewelry.
A month.
Oh. June.
A comedian.
Joker.
An Australian airline.
Jetstar.
Nice
on the buzzer there with Jetstar. What was the comedian you named?
Joker?
Joker.
I mean,
technically,
not a real person, but luckily, a bit of a psycho, but technically he considered himself to be a comedian, so we have to allow it.
The ones you missed, a movie could have gone Jumanji, Jumper. Jindabyne, I think that's a movie.
Yeah, it is. It's a good movie, actually.
And Flower, this one, it's only a little bit north of here, Grafton, Jacaranda. They have a whole festival for them.
Or the Jasmine Flower as well. Jasmine's great.
Good.
Nice effort.
Great effort, though. Great effort.
Thank you.
You're getting better.
Stay warm, okay, Michelle?
Yeah, good stuff.
It can be tricky in times like these. We'll have another crack at Alpha Bucks for $220 when 8 o'clock rolls around. It's all thanks to BCU. Low-rate home loans made simple.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Hey, speaking of that particular app,
sure.
There is a bit of a trend going on it at the moment,
yeah.
Where people share the most famous alumni from their high school,
yeah,
or
right.
junior school, whatever. We don't discriminate here.
Is this like in your year level, or is this just
in general?
Ever.
It started with a girl that shared a yearbook. She zoomed in on her yearbook, and it was a picture of Post Malone,
yeah,
at a young age. Obviously, his name is like Austin Post or something.
It's pre-Malone.
That's what you did there. No tattoos, obviously. No piercings. He looked like a totally different guy. She's like, he went to my school. He was in my year. Crazy stuff.
Was that grill? Was he born with it, or was it?
It was his dental work that he got as
hereditary?
A teenager. So we want to know on 13, 12, 16, obviously we're not going to be at the level that the US is, but maybe did you go to school with someone famous?
Well, I mean, I've talked about this on the show.
Your school is like a plethora of celebrities.
But a lot of AFL people came through the school. There was a big tennis program, but then there was also a music program as well.
What was it called again? Because you can actually Google, obviously, your school, Box Hill.
Box Hill Senior Secondary College, not Box Hill High School. It was Box Hill Senior Secondary
yeah,
College.
Yeah, you had like 360. You had the basketball player, Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons, absolutely.
As well, who then went on and dated Kendall Jenner for a little bit as well. My school, we had the Shepherd Girls, obviously. We've talked about that before in great deal. Also, Libby Trickett.
Libby Trickett!
The Olympian. That's incredible. We had her.
I'm just looking at my school's Wikipedia page. Yeah.
Maud Garrett.
I mean, there's
Margaret Ollie.
Oh, Rob Mills apparently went to our school. Keep
did
forgetting
you talk
that.
To him about that when he came and visited
I
us? I think you did.
We must have touched on
yeah,
it, surely.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys can probably beat us. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. Which celebrity went to your school? Oh. What's in your notable alumni? Your school's probably, like, you know, you've got a really terrible school, but it's like, whatever, so-and-so went here, and there's probably a plaque about it.
Mountaineer Mick Parker. How's that? Yeah.
Oh, thanks for bringing that one up. I wasn't...
Yeah.
I wasn't convinced before. Give us a call.
Top five Mountaineers. 13, 12, 16. Which famous person went to your school? Fess up.
Hit breakfast. With AB and Ben.
We're delving into a Meghan Markle media debacle very shortly.
Oh, no. So many stories doing the rounds since we last did it.
Somebody.
None of which necessary.
Somebody out there, did you know, is going, I went to school with Meghan Markle.
Yeah?
I went to school with her. They're telling.
She did attend a school.
Everybody they can.
There's schools like in America and LA and stuff where only pretty much celebrities attend.
Yes, and their kids. And JT, I think.
So those ones don't count. We want to know about the normal plebs out there who went to normal schools, who just happened to have celebrities at their school. So far, the most famous we have is probably you with Ben Simmons or.
Me.
Yeah, 360. Hey, we tried to add you to notable alumni that time, and it got deleted after a very short amount of time.
I'm going to have another crack at it. I'll have another go.
So if anyone can beat that, I had the Shepherd Girls and Libby Trickett, the Olympian.
That's not bad. I don't know. 360 hasn't released anything in a while. Shepherd, they're still...
Like, Shepherd are great.
They performed at an airport recently.
13, 12, 16, can you top our famous alumni?
Michael, did someone famous go to your school?
A mate of mine ended up on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Is that really the peak? I mean, we've had people that are like... Yeah, I went to school with Miranda Kerr.
Hang on.
Yeah, it's a pretty small town, and yeah, that's the peak.
So was he the farmer? Was he the wife?
he was the farmer. I grew up in Victoria, a small little farming community, and yeah, no, he was. His parents were farmers. His grandparents were farmers, and yeah, he was next in line, and he decided to take a little detour.
Was he
fair?
Was he a bit of a ladies' man at school, or did he always have trouble?
We didn't find a wife then.
The joke was that my dad made was that he thought he'd had a few people's wives. But
that's a classic one, small town joke that would be told at the pub, and everyone's like, hey, let's watch it together. Quickly, check on Channel 9.
Yeah.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Funkiest baseline. While AB is blowing her nose directly into the microphone. It is your Monday morning on the Cross Coast at 105.5. But you knew that already when you heard.
I know, my hay fever is ridiculous at the moment.
Getting anything good?
A lot of people are vibing that.
Getting anything good out of there?
No, because it's hay fever.
It sounded like a hearty one.
Sorry. We were asking on 13, 12, 16 just before. Famous alumni that went to your school. Like, you can actually check it on Wikipedia if you're not sure. You look up your school name, Wikipedia. There's a little tab called Notable Alumni. It's the dream of people to make it to that tab.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't it? Because you don't just throw it in the face of all the other kids. Like, ha ha, I literally won. It is all those teachers who said that, you know, you didn't pay attention, you could improve, you could stop being a distraction to others.
Your future wasn't so bright, yeah. And it's always the ones that were distractions to others that ended up being, like, famous comedians.
They go on to the brightest shining stars.
We've asked on Facebook too, Carly says, Chris Chaney from The Living End went to my primary school. Cool.
How good?
Daryl Broman, the big mum, went to Desi's.
Chris Chaney from The Living End, he went to, was it Wheeler's Hill? Wheeler's Hill High School.
A Victorian one as well?
Yeah, because it was just down the road from our high school, and then when they made their first video clip, they shot it near us and a whole bunch of people claimed to be in the crowd. But it's like, it was a crowd of 20, but there were at least 21 people who said they were there when the filming took place. Always.
They all like to add that in.
Oh, yeah.
I think that Debs might win. She says, my hubby had actor Tom Hardy.
What?
Why is he straight now? That's disappointing. I wouldn't be.
We need to find out. I mean, surely his high school would be on his MySpace page, sorry.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, haven't you seen his MySpace page?
No.
Go and check it out. It's like one of the most historical parts of the internet.
This is incredible. I think so far that's the winner, unless anyone can top, of course. Give us a call anytime, 13, 12, 16, or jump on Facebook.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Oh, AB, this news, you're probably not even going to care. Won't even slow you down, but it looks like a TikTok is going to be dragged before the international courts.
Well, I mean, if there's questions of privacy and stuff, if it gets dragged in front of the courts, at least they'll change if they're doing the wrong thing.
TikTok has been officially banned in India following... what they consider to be working for the Chinese government. It's being called spyware, and essentially giving access from the Chinese Communist Party just to have access to anything they want from the device. Of course, TikTok have come out and denied those claims, but there was a report released late last month following an update to Apple devices that shows TikTok is accessing the contents of your clipboards. Or anytime you copy and paste something on your phone, TikTok wants to see that. Which is a very rare thing. I mean, Facebook, we know, Instagram, all of these apps collect a fair amount of data from you. But the reports come out saying TikTok is just above and beyond their data mining.
Why is this happening to me when I've got 500 followers?
500? Is that all?
590,
I think. The amount of effort you put into those TikToks during this show.
I had one video get 18,000 views.
18,000?
That was a lot for me.
Was that the one that I was in?
No, of course not. Look... Yeah, fair. I find it weird that they would try and spy on people via an app that's aimed at, like, 13-year-olds.
Yeah, but they're
not... What are they going to get from it? Oh, my God. Melissa broke up with her boyfriend again. What benefit is there from spying on children?
It's the same as what could they possibly get from Facebook?
They'd get more from a Zoom chat, I tell you what. Has anyone tried to hack Zoom chats?
They would get your GPS data. They would get...
Once, so they can sell stuff to you?
Once they're on your phone, they are then on your phone. So if they wanted, they could have the ability to read messages, read contacts, read emails, every little whereabouts.
What?
I don't know. Depends
who's on it.
Try making a TikTok about the Tiananmen Square massacre. See how many views it gets. That's our little experiment for today.
Sounds like a really grim one. I feel like my followers won't appreciate that kind of content. Yeah. Make it on your own.
All right. No, I'm not downloading that app. Are you joking? Are you joking?
Righto. Okay.
Throw my phone in the ocean. Australian MP has called for it to be banned in Australia.
Which MP?
Won't say.
Okay.
Won't say. Federal MP. That's all you need to know.
Because a lot of them are on there.
Well, some of them are on there. Daniel Andrews is on there. But everybody thinks he's owned by China anyways.
For all your trending stories, head anywhere, anytime at hit.com.au.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben. On Hit 105.5. Let's get lyrical. Let's get lyrical. For Magic Smiles Dental and Implant Centre. Coffs Harbour, Tormina and Bulgulga. MagicSmiles.com.au.
Ali from Moonee, how do you go with your song lyrics?
I go all right. Singing with my mate. I'm normally the top singer.
All right. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What picture was on the last mug you drank out of? Was it anything good?
Picture. It wasn't a picture, but it just sort of had, like, you know, I think it just said coffee on it.
Ugh.
Yeah, she deserves one.
Definitely an upgrade.
Anything to do with coffee is good.
Yeah. CEO of knowing song lyrics is
pretty much
what I would have on mine.
Pretty much what this mug says. It's got our faces on it. One could be yours. We're going to play you a small part of a song. Once it stops, you buzz in and you finish the lyrics, okay?
And to buzz in, you just say your name.
Okay,
worries. All right, let's do it. Going to play you the song. Here we go. The city's going to break my heart.
AB.
Ali.
Definitely Ali.
So the city's gonna break my heart. The city's gonna love you and leave me alone. Is that it?
She did it. She did it. The coffee worked for Ali.
Very well done. You got yourself a brand new shiny mug.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
It's all yours, girl. Well done.
Your coffee's going to taste that much better.
Doesn't it say I beat AB and Ben?
I beat AB and Ben and all I got was this stupid mug.
Yeah. Absolutely does.
That's what happens
when you... It's all yours. Stay on the line so we can grab your details, but we'll be playing Let's Get Lyrical again tomorrow, guys.
Yeah.
Another chance for me to not even be able to buzz in.
You got a little bit quicker. Unfortunately, just pipped at the post, unfortunately.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
What we do need to celebrate, this is a bit of a loss in someone's column. Beverly Mitchell, you probably don't know her. She's in the news today and she will be for quite some time. She was Lucy Camden on Seventh Heaven.
Oh, remember that show? The show is such a worry.
Seventh Heaven.
The dad ended up being Yeah. Sexual predator.
Yeah. Jessica Biel launched on that show.
Yep.
I think she's the only one who's really kind of hit it big.
I love it how that show was like, well, this really good, wholesome family, but they had like drug abuse and teen pregnancy and there were so many issues.
Beverly Mitchell, she hasn't really gone on to star in much. Like she's had from her IMDb page, it seems she's done a fair bit of work between, you know, since the show finished. She starred in a movie called The Dog Who Saved Easter, Hometown Christmas, and Rock and Roll Christmas, plus another movie called Candy Cane Christmas.
Is this a series? It seems like it.
I don't know. She hasn't had much work, but what a lot of stars end up doing is turning to a site called Cameo. We've spoken about it on the show a few times. I personally find it really gross and very sad to see my favourite stars turn to this and try and shell out shout-outs.
There aren't that many good ones on there, though. Let's be real. You go to look for someone that you want on there and it'll be like, there's the guy from 90 Day Fiancé. You just don't care.
And it's like, for $90, he will pretend that he knows you and say big ups to you for being such a great person. It attracts people of the internet. And what is great about people of the internet is they are awful. One comedian has stitched up Beverly Mitchell in quite a big way by suggesting that she give a shout out to his friend Ivan. There's a very famous Ivan in Australia that's probably not very well known in America. But Beverly Mitchell's like, $100 is $100. I'm going to pretend Ivan Latt's my best friend. And here's the shout out she gave to him.
Hey, Ivan. Not many people pick up hitchhikers anymore, but you really helped out the backpacker gang. And you belong in Seventh Heaven. So thank you. We need more people in the world like you. So, Ivan Milot, I hope I said it right. Sending you lots of love, and thank you again for being such a big fan and for just being awesome and being you.
She gave a shout out to Ivan Milat. Yes, yes.
I love how she's like, helped the backpacker.
Like,
it's so dark. It's so dark.
It's very dark, but I don't know. To me, it speaks to that disingenuous nature of, this person's really nice, even though I know nothing about them.
Wasn't there one a few years ago, like just before the election?
Flavor Flav did a shout-out to George Pell recently as well. Yeah. So
that's right. It's happened before, and it will happen again because they don't do their research.
Next week is going to come out that someone's given a shout-out to my friend Rob. He hasn't done anything bad. He's just, I don't like him.
Oh,
it's going to be scandalous.
I'll get the Seventh Heaven chick.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Had a great weekend in my house, made a purchase, and life has been upgraded. And here's what it sounded like throughout my house all weekend.
A whippersnipper.
Nope.
I don't know.
I mean, I think most people have made the purchase. A lot of people feel uneasy about buying
these.
I don't
want it to be some kind of razor.
Nope.
Something you probably didn't need to share with us if it was.
But there's noise permeating throughout the households.
Okay.
Used it, probably overused it, some people might say. Almost did damage with how much use I used it.
An electric toothbrush.
Yes, absolutely. What else would it possibly be, okay?
Welcome to the club. I've had one for, 5 years or so.
I made the jump.
Obviously, I've changed its head. Well, I know that's something people don't necessarily do.
You'd hope so. I did a trip to the dentist recently and I got shown how to brush my teeth. And I tell you what, as someone over the age of 8 being told how to brush your teeth, it's a bit of a, need to take a real good look at yourself.
Yeah, also, who's got the time to do the level of brushing that a dentist wants you to do with a normal brush?
I know, right?
The electric toothbrush really gets in the deep bits. You feel the change.
It changed my life in an instant, all right? I immediately just felt so much better. I got home, I went and bought it, got straight home, plugged it in charge at the moment the green light went on. I was like, yes, time to use it.
Can I tell you as well, the battery on those bad boys is good. I went to Bali for 10 days and took it without the charger. I forgot the charger. Lasted the whole time.
My life is night just so much better now. It's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Yeah.
We want to celebrate your good decisions on 13,
I went
12,
off and
16.
On it, but back on, obviously.
It got to the point where
a treat for me. Where see teeth.
I brushed my teeth yesterday morning, and there were spots that I knew I'd missed because the difference was just so clear.
You can feel it.
I went straight back home. I got those little...
That's the best decision you've made lately.
13, 12, 16, though. What else? Where else are we going with this? What
mine's
other?
Mine's probably my cast iron crock pot. I've used it every week.
Cast iron crock pot?
Yeah.
Okay, look, this isn't an infomercial segment.
No, I know, but I did get it really cheap.
I didn't say where I got this brilliant deal of an electric toothbrush from.
We know where you got it. Cast iron crock pots are very expensive, like the Le Creuset ones, but I just got like a cheapo one, and it has been amazing.
There you go.
I've become this, like, real incredible chef that does everything. It's great.
13, 12, 16. What was the last good decision you made that's upgraded your life, changed it for the better? We want to hear about it.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Speaking of rot, got an electric toothbrush on the weekend.
No more rot for you. What a game changer. Seriously, that's like upgrading your kettle and your toaster from just the stainless steel crappy ones to something coloured.
It's like going,
look at this.
It's like going from a broom to a leaf blower. Like, it's just easier.
It's a vacuum to a Dyson.
I can't believe I wasted all that forearm strength on brushing my teeth like some sucker, the way the Amish would.
Calculate all the minutes that you've wasted.
I don't even want to know. But I do want to celebrate those little decisions you make along the way that just improve your life. Maybe other people can be encouraged to do that.
And when
you
tell people, they go, that's not a big deal.
Oh, it sounds like
they are a big deal.
Well, you know, you stop in the kitchen today and everyone's like, oh, how's the weekend? And saying, oh, yeah, bought an electric toothbrush, rolling out the electric toothbrush gear, it'd be boring as hell, but I tell you what,
yeah,
it's the best
thing. Yeah,
you've got
to make it up and make something more.
For a bear, yeah.
Big end.
Josh from Sawtell's giving us a call, though. What has been your latest life upgrade?
Probably my girlfriend moving in with me.
That is a big one.
Oh.
How long have you guys been together before you lived together?
So we were doing, she used to live down in Wollongong because of work. She couldn't actually move up here with me. But, yeah, she moved up after 4 years of long distance. So we are pretty, and my house has never been cleaner.
No, I was going to say, baked goods always, clean house.
Is that... She's doing all the cleaning up after you, or are you just cleaning?
I mean, nobody's cleaning up after. We're just keeping the house clean together. But
can I make a suggestion on your next upgrade as well?
Mm.
Put a ring on it, boy. X Games mode.
I thought you were gonna say upgrade the girlfriend. I'm like, no.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
Entertainment reporter Justin Hill, as if 2020 couldn't get any weirder.
I know. What else is 2020 going to throw at us? I mean, the story that I've got for you this morning seems like it's something from a made-up news headline. But no, Kanye West has announced that he is running for presidency in 2020. Now, either this is all like a complete joke, or maybe it's like an album that he's bringing out.
Oh, yeah.
That's speculation.
It's an album. His album
will be I Am Running for 2020
Yeah, I bet you. Because he tweeted out yesterday that he was going to run for presidency in 2020. Kim Kardashian retweeted it. The bajillionaire owner of Tesla, Elon Musk, came out and put his face behind Kanye on Twitter as well. The only thing I can think of is, like we said, that he's not legitimately running for presidency. He is just dropping an album or something or some kind of project, and he's going to be like, lol, it's called presidency, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, he'll stitch us up.
It'll be called like the White House or the Black House or something. Yeah.
He did hang out with Elon last week because they had this photo together, which makes me wonder whether Elon's maybe like, yeah, bro, I'll throw some money your way. Let's do this. Because it costs a lot to run for president.
Oh, exactly. And it's also not something you can do at the last minute. I mean, it's like, you know, there are people who have been campaigning to be in this presidency, you know, for 4 years since Donald Trump first went in.
I've read that he's not going to be on the ballot in a lot of states, so it's pretty much impossible for him to win.
You know what? Kanye doesn't need ballots, all right?
No, he just wants his iTunes sales to go up. That's all that matters. He'll walk away happy, man. He'll bring out an anthem for
it. Anything else trending? And to get your mail-in ballot, head to hit.com.au. Justin Hill, always a pleasure, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Hit breakfast with AB and Ben.
Good news, everyone.
Daily dose of good news, because every time you do seem to open any app, you find out that other apps are spying on you, that they're working for the Chinese government.
That Kanye's run for president isn't just a laugh. There's something more sinister to it.
It can be tough staying up to date in the world, which is why we've got a little bit of an antidote to all that poison for you. Every day at 8:40, a commitment to bring you a lovely news story. Over in the States, 4th of July was on the weekend, AB. It's their big, it's like Australia Day.
Independence Day?
Yeah. It's when Bill...
It
commemorates the time when aliens invaded and Bill Pullman gave a rousing speech to encourage everybody to fight back against
and
the
And Will Smith was badass.
Absolutely he was. But they celebrate by letting off fireworks all around the country. Mm-hmm. It's just a big old celebration that they do. Anyone who's ever let off fireworks or anyone who's got a dog will know that the two do not mix. Dogs hate them. Fireworks are essentially gunshots but louder, and it puts dogs on edge.
I feel sorry for dogs, but at the same time, there's those real yappy dogs, and you're like, oh, so now you don't like loud noises.
Suddenly you're silenced. Now, for most people, this is, you know, they stay home with their dog, they'll put on some soothing mm-hmm. sounds, put them in a blanket, and that'll be fine. However, for the homeless dogs mm-hmm. of America, they don't have anywhere to turn to, which is why Brevard County Jail... in Florida, no less, has teamed up with a dog shelter and they've paired inmates with dogs for the 4th of July weekend. So for that day...
Depending on the crime.
For that day, yeah. Oh, yeah. But for that day, it just means they get to spend time playing, reading to the dogs, teaching them how to, you know, do tricks.
Oh, that's nice.
And giving them a welcome distraction and comfort at a time where they would be most vulnerable.
See, this is the thing. Retirement homes and prisons would be really good opportunities for all of the homeless dogs to Absolutely. Be and cats.
And I think for all those inmates who, you know, they have certainly made mistakes to end up where they are, but they probably haven't been shown much compassion by society. Mm. Through a lot of their lives, to have a dog come along and be like, I don't know what crimes you did. I don't care. I don't understand human laws.
Don't judge.
I'm just going to sit in your lap.
And it's much like kids getting pets. Like, you can learn a lot about yourself and also about kindness and selflessness.
I think it would do a lot, to sort of make them feel human again, which I think is a large part of the whole rehabilitation process.
Oh, this is a nice one. Good get you.
You're welcome. It's what I like to strive for every morning with your daily dose of good news. It is AB and Ben. You're on Hit 105.5.
Cute breakfast. With AB and Ben.
Ben, if you were on Netflix or any of the streaming services, or even just on the internet during isolation, you would have no doubt heard of this new sort of cult movie. It's, I think, Italian on Netflix, straight to Netflix kind of film. a lot of subtitles throughout. God, called 365 DNI or 365 Days.
I've seen it pop up.
Yeah.
It's a raunchy one, isn't it?
Very raunchy. They compare it to be essentially porn because the sex scenes are so hectic. But this is probably the most iconic line from the film.
Are you lost, baby girl?
Lots of that doing the rounds on TikTok, Instagram.
Baby girl?
Women being like, this hot guy basically kidnaps this girl that he's been in love with for years and gives her 365 days to fall in love with him. It's got a very 50 Shades of Grey kind of vibe. He's really rich. He's like this mafia member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the plot, is that he's kidnapped her.
And he gives her 365 days to fall in love with him.
And so he's just going to let her go after a year if she's not in love.
Do you think he does? Or do you reckon she falls in love with the hot rich guy?
It's called Stockholm Syndrome, mate. It's an obvious one.
It's a thing. That's it. A lot of people are like, oh, I'd get kidnapped by him any day. And it just doesn't sit right. You're like, okay, she was kidnapped by him. There's a lot of sex involved. It's got a real rape vibe to it.
Well,
kidnapping, grooming. It's almost like that whole human trafficking situation too. It doesn't sit well with me. It's a bit like 50 Shades of Grey, but I think a lot worse. And singer Duffy, the Welsh writer, she's actually come out because she was raped and kidnapped earlier this year.
Yeah, I remember.
Unbeknownst to me. She says that she cannot believe that this film has been released, that it's irresponsible, and there's actually a petition out now for people sign it and get it removed altogether, which I know won't happen because everybody has a laugh and goes, oh, whatever, he's so hot. Don't allow this stuff just because someone's hot. It's not a good storyline.
I feel like in this day and age, people listen to petitions. People listen for calls like this.
Maybe.
For it to be cancelled.
I don't know. Anyway, obviously, some very, very difficult scenes and themes to explored in that movie. So if you need any assistance or you know someone that's in trouble, 1-800-RESPECT is the line. I can't believe I have to say that.
It's AB and Ben.
Cute breakfast with AB and Ben.